Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to discuss 9 tips to keep your WordPress website secure. Security is super duper important, Tim, would you say?
Yes, I would definitely agree with that.
Yes, security is a very, very important thing. So Tim and I recently gave a talk this year at a conference, and we gave a 2-hour talk on WordPress. And, you know, one of the things that we try to stress is our first point of keeping a website secure, and it is to use good hosting. If you're serious about your website, be very serious about your hosting. You can get cheap shared hosting out there and for a few dollars a month, and it's going to cost you much more than that in the long run, because shared hosting is what, Tim?
Hacked hosting.
That's what we like to say. Shared hosting is hacked hosting. And basically what that means is that you're basically on a server with thousands of others, websites potentially. And you can be doing everything that we're going to mention in this episode perfectly, but you're at the mercy of your neighbors who are also sharing that server. So if they're not doing all of the things that you're doing to make sure that the site is secure and their site isn't secure, that means that the server's not secure. So use good hosting. Very important. Number one on our list. What's number two, Tim?
Number two is limit login attempts. And I want to say really quick, this tip, as well as some of the other ones on here, are things that can be done in a security plugin. And we'll talk about that, but we're kind of breaking out the most important things that most security plugins do. And one of them is limit login attempts. And so really what that does is it limits the amount of times someone can incorrectly attempt to log in. And so everyone's used to logging into things. Sometimes you type your password wrong, you get their username wrong, whatever. Well, it's a failed login. And so most of the time, you're able to correct that the second time, the third time, maybe even the fourth or the fifth time if you have it very wrong and are confused. But typically, anytime someone's trying to log in more than 5 times incorrectly, it's not actually a person, it's a bot. And that's referred to as brute force attacks, where they'll have a network of servers pinging a site, guessing hundreds of different passwords a second even, to hopefully eventually figure out what the correct username and password combination is so that they can log into the site and take it over. And so it's a brute force attack. And so if you have a plugin that can block that, then that can get rid of like a huge percent of hack attempts on your website, because that's a huge vulnerability there. And so there's a security plugins that will do it. There's also simple plugins. One's called Limit Login Attempts, and it will do just that.
Yeah, and I kind of want to expound on this just a little bit and segue from our list and talk a little bit about what you were talking about, which are misconceptions about why websites get hacked. Most people assume that, you know, when you hear the word hacked, oh my God, they're going to steal my information. And hackers aren't interested in your credit card information or your information. They're looking to utilize the resources on your web server so that they can deploy a much larger plan than just your credit card data or your personal identity data. Now, if you're Chase, they may be going after credit card data and stuff, but you individually, not so much. They're looking to get the server resources so that they can, you know, hatch a more diabolical plan and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And on top of that, I've seen hacks where they inject code onto your site for spam websites so that they could try to get some ad revenue.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it's
yeah,
it's
great.
Whatever they do, it's ugly.
Great point, Tim. Okay, third on our list of tips to keep your WordPress website secure is use Cloudflare. This is a free plugin that you can use with WordPress that is a CDN, which is a content delivery network. Some of the features that make your website secure with Cloudflare is some of what we've kind of covered already in the brute force attacks is Cloudflare keeps a database of known IPs and web addresses that are known for hacking and stuff, and they automatically block them. So they can't even get to your site. So this is a free option for you. It doesn't cost you anything. Go listen to episode 36, where we talk extensively about Cloudflare and why you want to use it. So check out that episode. We're not going to dive back in there. What about what's next, Tim?
Yeah, next on the list is two-factor authentication for logging in. And there's different plugins that do that. We can link to a few in the show notes. One specifically, that's all it is for two-factor authentication. I'm pretty sure iTheme Security Pro comes with two-factor authentication as well.
It does,
Yeah, and so there's lots of different ways you can do it. But basically what that does is rather than only needing the username and password to log into the site, you need something additional. Usually what that is that second factor of authentication is they'll send you a text message. And so with a code that you have to type into the login to finish logging in, and that code expires after, 5 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. And so that is a great way to protect your website, because not only do they need a username and password that's accurate, but they also need your phone, essentially, to be able to get that security code to log in.
Indeed, absolutely. Okay, so fifth on our list is, update your plugins, your WordPress,
update and your themes.
Keep your stuff updated, folks. You don't realize that when WordPress puts out an update, or plugin developers put out updates, or theme developers put out updates, they're, a lot of it has to do with security as well as not just feature ads and stuff. So keep your software up to date. It keeps, hackers, they're always looking for vulnerabilities and, in code and stuff like that. So keep your stuff up to date. What's number six, Tim?
Number six is rename the folder or the permalink for the WP admin area. And so, as David mentioned, WordPress has vulnerabilities and so forth, and so they fix those with updates. Well, WordPress, because it's so popular, it can be a target, and so there's bots that will target WordPress specifically. But if they don't know where your WP admin section is, and it's not in the typical WP-admin area, that's typical on 99% of WordPress websites, well, then they can't try to access those different things that they're going to try to access and inject code into and so forth. So if you rename it, then you're good to go. That's something that is handled by iTheme Security, WordFence, different security plugins. Don't attempt to try to do it manually. You can break your site doing it, in fact. And before you do most of these things, it's recommended to do a backup anyways.
Absolutely. Keep backups always. We're big backup people. Number seven on our list is don't show any of the usernames of your administrative logins on the front end of your website. So, for example, my name is David. Let's not show my admin username, let it be David, and then create blog posts and stuff that show the username on the front end of the website. That's kind of a dead giveaway. That's going to be things that people look at. And most of people don't know that the author, and the author permalinks and stuff, it'll show the username as well. So,
right.
Don't show those on the front end and stuff. Is there plugins that do this? Are you able to disable that in the back end, Tim?
I think it's there are plugins that will do it, part of the security plugins we've mentioned. I think you can also, do it in the back end or maybe in theme settings I know for sure in your user settings, you can set what to display, whether you want to display your username or your
nickname and stuff.
Yeah, your nickname, good. Exactly. Yeah. But I think to fix the permalink issue, I think that does require a security plugin.
Yeah, well, that kind of segues into number eight. So why don't you tell us about it?
Number eight, and this again sounds like a no-brainer, but use strong passwords. And WordPress now, I think it forces you when you're setting up new accounts to use a strong password, which is great. They used to not. But another thing that people don't realize is that you also need a strong username. Obviously, the password is the most important, and that should be never seen by anybody, unique to you, maybe saved in a program like LastPass or iCloud Password, whatever. But the username is also very important, too, because they need both of those to be able to log in. And then, obviously, if you have two-factor authentication, that adds another layer. So if you have a strong username, that increases the security of your website. So don't make it your first and last name. I'm guilty of this myself because I want it to be simple. Make it something complicated that isn't your name. Add some numbers to it, right, in addition to having a very strong password. And then, of course, do not have admin as your username. That's like the biggest no-no ever.
Yeah. Don't use admin as your username, folks. WordPress is going to default to that and use that as the default username for you.
It doesn't anymore. It used to. They fixed it.
Oh,
but awesome. Some people will still manually make it admin.
Well, I stand corrected. Thank you, Tim. I never use the word admin for the username. I haven't for years. So,
yeah.
But, you know, the last time I did use it, which was when I was a WordPress newbie, admin was the default username. So I'm glad I'm glad you're staying on top of things.
Yeah, definitely.
Last but not least on our list, number 9, move your login page completely. You know, website.com/wp-admin, wp-login. That's your standard WordPress login. You can move that page completely. You can make it website.com/tiddlywinks as your login page. You know,
yeah.
Nobody's going to know put tiddlywinks behind the back end there. So move that. And then security plugins that we've talked about and stuff, iThemes Security Pro. Not sure if WordFence does it or not, but a lot of these security plugins will move that page for you. So move the page.
Here's a tip, though, is when you do move it, make sure you write down what it is.
Yeah.
Because I've made that mistake, and I got temporarily locked out, and there's ways around it. You can, through FTP, remove that security plugin, whatever, but just write it down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and if that does happen and you do forget it, go into your cPanel, go in through FTP, go into your plugins folder, and just rename the plugin. So if the plugin's named iThemes, name it to iThemes Test. It'll automatically disable it on your WordPress website, log back into your site, then you can rename the plugin when you get everything set back up and stuff. So
and
it's not going to break anything. So believe me, I used to worry about breaking things all the time, and now I don't mind changing things around, trying things out, because it can all be fixed. So
yeah, and then if you have a good backup solution in place too, you have that additional layer of save your butt.
That's awesome. That's a great episode, Tim. All right.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That is it, definitely. All right.
Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to subscribe and like our podcast. Head on over to WPthepodcast.com. Check out our show notes. You'll get the 9 things that we recommend to keep your WordPress website secure. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.